Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Florida wins the national championship, but again, we continue to discuss the Titans and the draft, which cannot get here soon enough. I believe Kuiper has a new mock draft out, so that's always exciting. The two-round mock draft that he has for the NFL. He does have Cam Ward going to the Tennessee Titans.
He does. So a real sidebar to that, Kuiper's mock draft is like $12. So one of you glorious people on Twitter got it and then posted the entire thing, the link on X. So you go there and see who all he's taking. He's got Cam first and then Travis Hunter second to the Browns. And then Carter third to the Giants.
Would you like to read who he has for the Titans at 35?
Is it the guy from Oregon?
Could you say his name?
No, that's his guy from Oregon. No, okay. I can't. It's a really good player from Oregon.
No, he's got UCLA.
UCLA, I'm yeah. Sorry.
Oluwafemi Aladejo.
That's it.
I don't know how to say his name.
Damn.
But here's my question.
Come on, you want to go home. Damn.
Here's my question, and I heard Robbie and Paul Kuharsky talking about this earlier today, and it really got my attention because you know that I love this guy. And Robbie asked this question: if Cam Ward becomes this quarterback, would you be okay with it? Here was Robbie this morning.
I've brought this example up a lot, and I know that what happened in Cleveland, and there's a lot of things that have gone on there that lead to this. And now what he's turned into in Tampa Bay, I do think he's a different, better player in Tampa Bay. But, like, if they took Cam Ward and he turned out to be Baker Mayfield in the NFL at number one overall.
On a faster track.
Wouldn't you take that? Like, Baker Mayfield's not Mahomes. Baker Mayfield's not Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. But I'd take that. I would take what Baker Mayfield is now 10 times out of 10 with the number one overall pick. That's just me. Some Titans fans wouldn't, and I get it. Like, you want to have the superstar guy. I would take Baker Mayfield right now at the number one overall pick based on what he's turned out to be.
Your thoughts?
Wasted segment. Baker Mayfield's on his fourth football team. That ain't happening here with Cam Ward.
Sure.
Wasted segment.
Why is it a wasted segment? I mean,
you want him to turn into Baker Mayfield, so that means you're going to draft Cam Ward, and then he's going to be shipped off, then go to another team, and land on his fourth team. That ain't happening.
I'm just saying, okay, I see what you're saying. But my
go out and get a guy who's been drafted, has been in the league 7 years now. Get the guy from Browning from Cincinnati.
My thing is, if the resume – now, look, it wouldn't be the number one overall pick. He would not live up to 1-1
right.
If he's Baker Mayfield.
Right.
But if he turns out to be a quarterback with the Titans, stays with the Titans, the caliber of Baker Mayfield, would you take that?
I'm not waiting 6 years.
Well, I mean,
are you? I'll be dead in 6 years. I'm not waiting 6 years for this.
I hope not.
I'm not waiting for this. No, I mean, yeah, I would. Yeah, and Paul made a good point. Fast track. Yeah, I get that.
Right.
But you got to go through the hell to get the paradise.
But
he had to go through hell. I mean, the Browns hated him. He went to the Panthers. He got cut, went to the Rams. And now he got the reclamation project in Tampa Bay. He's great. I love Baker Mayfield. I've always thought he's a good quarterback. Titans don't have time for this.
I know, but here's the problem, Joe. Nobody, hardly anyone lives up to 1-1.
Then why take him?
Because you have to.
Oh, you don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
All right, you can trade out, but I mean, are you going to get the value for 1-1?
I think you would. I think you would.
I don't. But okay, let's do this little exercise here.
I've worked out this morning.
These are the 1-1.
Okay.
I'm gonna name them, and you say if they've lived up to it or not.
All right, go ahead.
Caleb Williams.
Too early to tell, but he's got a good track of yes.
Bryce Young.
He's getting there.
Trayvon Walker.
He's getting there.
Trevor Lawrence.
He's got potential, yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
Kyler Murray.
No.
Baker Mayfield.
Absolutely.
Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Jared Goff.
Yes.
Jameis Winston.
It's an interesting one because he's still in the league and he's still he can think make things happen.
But 1-1.
No.
Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
Eric Fisher.
No.
Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Sam Bradford.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Jake Long.
No.
I'll answer this one for you. Jamarcus Russell. No. Mario Williams.
No.
Alex Smith.
Nope.
Eli Manning.
Yep.
Carson Palmer.
Yep.
David Carr.
Nope.
Michael Vick.
Yes. I mean, he was damn good.
Yeah. Courtney Brown.
No.
Tim Couch.
No.
Peyton Manning.
Absolutely.
Orlando Pace.
Yes.
We'll stop there.
Didn't Orlando in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we did this the other day. Yeah. Peyton's the first 1-1 that, you know, the going back
right.
That's in the Hall of Fame. Now, there are others that.
Was Keyshawn 96?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keyshawn was 96. No. And then Kajana Carter, Dan Wilkinson,
nope.
Bledsoe,
yep.
Steve Ettman.
No, Ettman, yeah.
Ettman. Russell Maryland.
Damn good with the Cowboys.
Jeff George.
Yes.
Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Andre Bruce.
No.
Vinny Testaverde.
Yes.
Bo Jackson.
Could have.
He got hurt. Bruce Smith.
Yes.
Urban Fryer.
No.
John Elway.
Yes.
Kenneth Sims.
No.
George Rogers.
No.
Billy Sims.
Yes.
Cousineau.
No, because he went to the Canadian Football League.
Earl Campbell.
Yes.
Ricky Bell.
No.
Leroy Selman.
No. Well, no. Yeah. The Buccaneers.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Steve Bartowski.
No.
Ed Jones.
Damn straight he did.
Tall. Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And then 73, John Matuszak.
John Matuszak, yes. Got traded from the Oilers to the Raiders, yeah.
Walt Patulski.
Nope.
Jim Plunkett.
Yep.
Terry Bradshaw.
Absolutely. So,
69
look at
was OJ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a hell of a player, right? Yep. I mean, so I get what you're saying. So, based on that, you know, number one's not going to be everything. So, why keep the pick? Why keep the pick?
I mean, it's what I've said all along, but I mean, it seems like they're going to keep the pick.
And I'm thinking now that. We talk about somebody's going to draft a quarterback. What if at night eight? What if 18, whoever 18 is, I don't know, I'm throwing it out there, wants Abdul Carter really bad and trades up number one and gets Abdul Carter. They want Abdul Carter that bad. And they said, here's what we're going to give you. You'll give you this plethora of picks, and you'll be 18 or number one, you know, number two, all this other stuff. And you'd be like, well, yeah. Yeah, look at what we're getting. We're not just getting one player. Hell, we're getting six of the first 150. How do you turn that down?
I mean, if that's the trade, then you shouldn't turn that down. But I don't think that's going to be the trade.
Well, that's why
I don't think anybody believes there's a true 1-1 in this draft.
Well, what if you get followed with Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? I think Travis Hunter is a remarkable athlete that people are overlooking.
I agree. Look, so, if all of a sudden they change course and they trade with the Giants and move back to three, and Travis Hunter's the pick, I'm fine with it.
Well, if the Rams call and say, we want your number one, they're going to take Travis Hunter, the Rams.
Probably.
And then here's what we're going to give you. We'll get all these, because, you know, they love to give all these draft choices. They get all these draft choices. I mean, if you can walk out of this draft with 12 draft choices, oh, my gosh, and half of those hit, that's a win-win. But like Chris Sanders said on Friday, if you don't have a quarterback, then you just run in your mouth. You're right. He's right. You're just, if you don't have a quarterback to lead your team, that's the quandary here, because you don't have a quarterback, but you're getting all these great players, but then you don't have a quarterback. And it'll drive you insane. I can only imagine what the Titans draft board looks like. Looks like me trying to last-minute cram into an English paper, just crap everywhere and trying to figure out what's going on. So that's where I am on that.
Okay. 615-737-1025. If Cam Ward turns out to be Baker Mayfield, more of a fast track, as Paul said, would you sign up for that with the Titans? 615-737-1025.
I love it, man. And also, Chase, are you qualified? Are you qualified to be the next director of communications for the Tennessee Titans? Here's my question. What media member would you like to see become the communications director for the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, that's actually an easy answer for me.
Yeah. All right, I want to hear from people. Who would you like to be the next lead communication person for the Tennessee Titans? There's one guy that just would be the best.
All right, so I guess we're doing that now. 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.